This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Pretty crazy stuff, right? You heard the intermission, during the intermission there, the news that the conservatives are broadcasting. And what did you hear? You heard one person accusing another person concerning those families that are being broken up at the border. Can I ask? I got to ask you, America. How is that our problem? Now, I know that the Lord loves strangers, widows, and the fatherless. No question about it. I'll be the first one there to help if need be. But who is creating the waves here again, outside of the Democrats and the Republicans accusing one another? This is where history comes into play again, because it was the second president of the United States of America that said of the two-party system that it's the most evil under the Constitution, because they're using measures one against another over and over again while the American people lose. Who's creating these problems, friends? The politicians are. Now we're talking about something that has nothing to do with us, because we're not the ones creating the problem, or are we? See, most Americans don't realize that it's the politicians creating the problem, and then behind closed doors, they are creating the problems in public view, in public eye, and in the public eye, what are they doing? They're playing the problem solvers. And they're sitting there blaming each other over and over and over again for something that has absolutely nothing to do with us. But guess who's making it our problem? The CIA-controlled media, the politicians. They have you diverted once again. It's like the carrot that's dangling in front of the donkey. And yes, America, you are the donkey, and this is exactly how they look at you. Now, I'm not saying that, friends, but that's how they look at you. They laugh at you. You know, everybody's talking about how these kids are being separated from their parents. Really? Well, let's think that one through. Then don't bring them to the border and leave them there. And I want to put into perspective, friends, who else is separated from their kids? Every soldier and police officer and border patrol agent that is defending our safety, that is defending our borders, and even those that aren't even getting paid to do so, friends, veterans are on the southern border. Don't forget the northern border, by the way. On the southern border, we have veterans that are standing guard because your government does nothing but create the problems. Furthermore, to further my point, when you begin to look at who's alluring these illegals into the United States of America, why don't you go ahead and take a step back and look at that $1.3 trillion omnibus bill that Donald Trump just signed? Everybody wanted to blame Paul Ryan for it, but Donald Trump signed it. Why didn't you go ahead and look at those that are masquerading as mayors, which in fact are felons, alluring these illegals into what they call sanctuary cities, which, by the way, is a clear violation of federal law? Folks, when are you going to wake up? Seriously. I'm sitting there listening to this propaganda coming through my headphones, and I'm sitting there saying, oh, there it is again. There it is again. Yep, there it is again. Blaming the American people. Well, the politicians blame each other, and then you lose at the end of the day. And you know why you lose? Because you fail to deal with the corrupt. That's why. Hey, folks, I want to let you know what's coming across the borders. There were 68.57 illegal aliens in prison for every 100,000 illegals in Arizona, compared to the 54.06 citizens and legal non-citizens in prison for every 100,000 citizens and legal non-citizens. There were 97.2 illegals in prison for every 100,000 illegals in California, compared to 74.1% citizens and legal non-citizens in prison per 100,000 citizen and legal non-citizen. There were 54.85 illegals in prison for 100,000 illegals in Florida, compared to 67.8 legal immigrants in prison for every 100,000 legal immigrants. There were 168.75 illegal in prison for every 100,000 illegals in New York, compared to 48.12 legal immigrants in prison for every 100,000 legal immigrants. There were 54.54 illegal in prison for every 100,000 illegals in Texas, compared to 65.43 legal migrants. It always comes back to the same thing. If you would deal with the corrupt politicians, you wouldn't be dealing with what you're dealing with today. How is all of this concerning the illegals? How has this now become the problem of the American people? Who has made it your problem? I want you to fill in the blank. 1-866-582-9933. I want you to tell me. Especially seeing the legislation that they're passing. Folks, they want your borders down. And again, when we go to Scripture, read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. It doesn't get any plainer as to what's going on in this country. You want to serve foreign gods? You're going to serve a foreign people in a foreign land. The Lord said that He would give away that which you have to others. And what have they been working at for a long time in this country, friends? Taking away from the haves and giving it to the have-nots. Right? As the politicians play games over and over and over and over again. I mean, how do you help somebody that doesn't help themselves? You know, you've heard that old saying, God helps those that help themselves. Well, when you look at America, they're so caught up into all the Trump glitter and gold and lavishing praise on Donald Trump that they just overlook what's really going on. Because Donald can do no wrong, can he? Nope. On a daily basis, you're getting double talk from this administration. You're seeing a lack of prosecution. As a matter of fact, you're seeing no prosecution. You're not seeing the swamp drained. You are seeing the swamp being stacked all the more under this administration. So again, the opposite is true as to what you're being told. How is it that it's news across the board concerning these illegals, America? Because it's the carrot dangling in front of the nose of the donkey, diverting you once again. When I come back, what I'm going to do is I'm going to highlight headline news, and then I'm going to bring you back to, if you want to fill the seats, just keep promoting the fight. Driving support, communist style, and hopefully I don't have to say any more than what you're going to hear.
This passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of theamericanprophet.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and his witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You have us as the number one radio show again today, friends. Genesis Communication Networks. Go ahead, check out the gauge. Neck and neck. Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I just did an article called, If You Want to Fill the Seats, Just Keep Promoting the Fight. Driving support communist style. People don't understand this tactic. You want to fill the seats? Just keep promoting the fight. And as you continuously promote the fight, you divert them away from what is important to what isn't important. And what's sad about all of this, friends, is over and over and over and over and over again, the American people are caught up into the cycle. And it's true when the Lord said they have eyes, but they see not, and they have ears, but they hear not. It's really true. I believe more than not, in this country, people don't want to see. But here, let me just show you how this works. Now, I'm going to give you headline news across the country, not just from sonsoflibertymedia.com. We have Trey Gowdy. This is a conservative news site, okay? Trey Gowdy rips into Comey's corruption during Senate hearing. Now, I want you to listen to this, and then I'll comment after we're done listening. Check this out.
I've seen media efforts, and I've seen efforts from some, not all, but some of my Democrat colleagues to shift the burden of bias onto those impacted by that bias. That it is somehow the responsibility of those affected by bias to show how that bias negatively impacted them. What a dangerous shifting of the burden. It is not the public's job to prove the bias shown by the FBI did not influence decision making. It is the FBI's job to prove to the public that this manifest bias was not outcome determinative. And bias and fairness cannot coexist. And that is why no lawyer seated up here today would ever allow a biased juror to sit on his or her jury. And no citizen would ever allow a biased police officer or judge to work on any matter of any significance.
Whoa.
There is a presumption that bias is bad.
Heavy deception.
And that is a presumption we should accept in nearly every single facet of life.
And what is Gowdy doing,
as
friends?
As we read this report, we're reminded of Jim Comey's decision to hold a July 5th press conference and appropriate the charging decision.
Diversion.
Away from the prosecutors. We see Jim Comey drafting an exoneration memo before important witnesses, like the target, were even interviewed. Ironically, this inspector general has been accused of softening or watering down his report, when the reality is it was Jim Comey who softened and watered down his press release,
yeah,
announcing no charges against Secretary Clinton. We see Jim Comey and Jim Comey alone deciding which DOJ policies to follow and which to ignore. We see Jim Comey and Jim Comey alone deciding whether there is sufficient evidence to support each and every element of an offense. We see Jim Comey and Jim Comey alone deciding whether to send a letter to Congress.
Folks, he just goes on. This is nothing but WWF wrestling. That's all this is. Everything that Trey Gowdy just got done doing, identifying others, is the very thing that he's doing right now. You want to talk about heavy deception? Trey Gowdy rips into Comey's corruption during Senate hearing? Isn't it amazing how Americans are appeased by this great appeaser, Trey Gowdy? Hey, Trey, got a question for you. All these investigations that you've overseen, where's the prosecution, brother? See, this is what the American people's eyes are off of. You seem to be appeased with the fact that Trey Gowdy, the great appeaser, along with Jason Chaffetz and that of Daryl Issa, they talk big, all bark, no bite. The good thing to note was people are listening, and I know that they're always listening on the sonsoflibertyradio.com and to the sonsoflibertyradio.com. At the very bottom of this article, outside of more of Mr. Gowdy's rhetoric and his deceptive measures, does anyone have the courage to prosecute? There's a video at the bottom of it, this article. Yeah, because therein lies the answer to all of this, friends. But because the American people are entertained out of their freedoms and they like to watch Trey Gowdy rip into Comey's corruption during Senate hearings, well, guess what? They're going to keep delivering up to you, friends. You want to fill the seats, just keep promoting the fight, and it's exactly what they're doing. Without resolve. That's what you need to hear. Without resolve, America. Trey Gowdy, man, he's ripping into Comey's corruption. Oh, one of the things that you might want to take note of here, friends, is the fact that he read every single word that he just, during this Senate hearing and this ripping into James Comey. It's interesting to note that everything that he read was scripted. Everything he read was scripted. I also wanted to let you know, just to show you how this is nothing but smoke and mirrors and how you're being played as a pawn on their table, an IG, this is another conservative website, IG Bombshell, you listen carefully to what I'm telling you. Clinton was never subject or target of FBI investigation. It's all smoke and mirrors. You know that someone on the inside is doing their job when all of a sudden you begin to see judgment come forth upon the heads of the wicked that America, you have been tolerating for years. For years. You just heard Donald Trump just, was it yesterday? Talking about how Hillary got away with, and what she got away with was a huge disgrace. He said, let me tell you, we got some bad people that are doing some bad things. Really? Whoa! This comes from the president who has a mallet in his hand, namely the DOJ. And that he refuses to use to prosecute the very people that are being used to gang up on himself. That is an impotent president. You want to talk about a weakling? Or is he just a con man? I suggest to you, America, it's the latter. I suggest to you that it is the latter. Donald Trump, again, talking about how bad Hillary Clinton is. He said, let me tell you, we got some bad people that are doing bad things, and yet he fails to prosecute the likes of Hillary Clinton. Okay, so again, going to another conservative website. By the way, this is the same site. Okay? And it's interesting because it's all on the same page just for you to figure out how you put this puzzle together. Wait, whoa. People got to stand back and say, whoa. Wait a second. This has been going on for years, and there's still no prosecutions, no indictments, no charges. Nobody's going to jail. Right? Here's another one. Headline. Bitter Hillary Clinton calls Trump unchristian liar over child immigration policy. Now, here's a conservative for you because this is where he settles or she settles for what they're being told. They're caught up into the facade here. And right below the headline, it says, despite the fact that she wanted to send them back in 2014. Well, let me ask you something, conservatives. Yesterday's liberals, how many times have they went flip-flop back and forth over and over again? Every single one of them. Yet you put up with them because this is how you would have it. Jeremiah 5:21. So Hillary Clinton has been given a free hand to attack Donald Trump at will, yet Donald Trump tells us that he has the DOJ and he can do whatever he wants with it, but he fails to prosecute those that are allegedly attacking him. Well, America, at the end of the day, you lose. You lose, America. You lose. Why do you put up with this, America? Why do you put up with this? The headlines are going to be the same thing tomorrow, and they're going to be the same thing the day after that, and they're going to be the same things the week after that, and the month after that, and the year after that. How can one not be aggravated with the inaction of the American people that sit back and watch the circus of politics and stand back and act as if it's real, when in fact you all the well know it's not real? Folks, well, most people believe that the current president, I wrote this last week, well, most people believe that the current president is being beat up by the media. One must remember that he is nothing more than a created underdog, CIA-controlled media attacking him, unless it agrees with the agenda. If you look at this through a different lens, you will clearly see that he is being beat up by those that he fails to prosecute. He's being beat up by those that he fails to prosecute. This is nothing more than WWF, friends. And how many times have I told you that these investigations are going to come to nothing as long as you allow the likes of Gowdy, Chaffetz, and ISA to oversee anything? They're not there, friends, to prosecute. They're there to make sure that big business is never prosecuted. They're there to appease the American people to settle for, well, the big bark, but no bites. Is that what we signed up for, friends? I don't think so.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today in Washington, D.C., President Trump delivered the keynote address at the National Federation of Independent Businesses. The president again brought up our border security.
These smugglers know these rules and regulations better than the people that drew them. As a result, there's been a 325% increase in minors and a 435% increase in the smuggling or attempted smuggling.
Department of Justice Inspector General Michael Horowitz is again answering questions from lawmakers on Capitol Hill for the second straight day. Congressman Bob Goodlatte explains what these hearings going on in Washington, D.C. mean to you.
Americans expect that those with power and influence will not receive special treatment. But as the IG report describes, DOJ and FBI did not treat Mrs. Clinton like any other criminal suspect and did not follow standard investigative procedures in exonerating her.
This is USA Radio News.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family. For a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get three lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus, get up to three free phones, all on a super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First line's $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires one line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. Video streams optimized at up to 480p+. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Covered in offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1, Sons of Liberty Media YouTube page, Sons of Liberty Media YouTube page, check it out. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933. Is anybody out there as frustrated as I am with the stupidities that the American people are caught up into? What happens when we begin to deal with corrupt politicians? That's only a question mark that you yourself can answer. And it's going to be the same message until you respond. Or else you're going to lose it all. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Acts 4:12. There's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Tim Brown just posted, senior editor, Sons of Liberty Media. Mexican illegal alien kills a 14-year-old boy on bike in hit and run. Do you want me to magnify the crimes of these illegals coming into the United States of America? Also keep in mind, friends, going back to what I was talking about during the second segment, it's the politicians that are bringing the new issue to you. When you're hearing from politicians, look what they're doing, they're separating the families. Well, then send them both back. They have no business being here in the first place. Your purpose is to enforce the law. Your purpose isn't to tell us the problem. And there's only three purposes of government: restrain men from breaking God's moral law, sin, 1 John 3:4, going to the law, Exodus 20, enforcing God's standard of right and wrong in reference to his moral law, which you're not doing, because you don't know it yourself, you corrupt politicians. And third, maintain order. And it's the very thing that they are not maintaining, America. That is the three purposes of government. That's their job. Not to get on television in unison, play the game, attack each other, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right. The American people lose again, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, decade after decade. That's not your job. See, America, they fail to enforce the law. That's their job. They're there magnifying the crime rather than magnifying the law against the crime, which shows you and me that they are not doing their job, which shows you and me that they're not working for we the people, but rather for special interest groups. While they themselves are given a free hand by the American people to allure them into the United States of America, that's including a big Mr. Donald Trump through his $1.3 trillion omnibus bill, which they didn't want you to know about. And I'm going to keep preaching it from the housetops until you take the time to read it, because once you read it, there's no way you can deny what's going on in this country and who's responsible for it. You're going to catch on to the game. Again, the circus of politics. And folks, they're insulting your intellectual behavior on a daily basis. We're thinking, well, they'll never catch on. I mean, we're way, but we're the elites. But again, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, going back, Mexican illegal alien kills 14-year-old boy on bike in hit and run. What are they doing here in the first place? How are they encouraged to stay here, America? Who's encouraging them to stay? Who is saying that they are protected? Your representatives. So who's guilty for alluring them in then? Your said representatives. Deuteronomy 28, verse 15. But it shall come to pass, if you will not listen unto me, and unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe painstakingly to do all of his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, saith the Lord, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Whoa. If this isn't a reason to repent, I don't know what is. You know, the Bible tells us, the Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. That sounds like chemtrails to me, huh, America? This isn't, by the way, I highlighted Leviticus 26. I highlighted Leviticus 26 2 weeks ago. Now I'm highlighting Deuteronomy 28, which says the same thing. And my Bible tells me out of the mouth of two or three, let it be an established word. Well, so be it. Tells us in verse 25 of Deuteronomy 28, the Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee before them seven ways, and thou shalt be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. Sounds like our military, doesn't it, folks? Rules of engagement, row. You know, both arms tied behind their back. They're not able to go after the enemy, but the enemy can take them out. Where's that happening? All over the world. Well, isn't that what it says right here? Why? Look at that. It says exactly that. And this was written over 5,000 years ago. Yep, the word of the Lord endureth forever. He doesn't change. I am the Lord thy God. I change not. Malachi 3:16. Wow. The Bible tells us in Deuteronomy 28, verse 30, thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build a house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, and shall not gather the grapes thereof. Wow. Does that sound like a lot of what's going on through the IRS taxation? Over the top, to say the least. Did you give approval for that? Did you sign up for that, America? Probably not. Verse 31, thine ox shall be slain before thine eyes, thou shalt not eat thereof. Your mule shall be violently taken away from you before your face, and shall not be restored to thee. Thy sheep shall be given unto thine enemies, and thou shalt have none to rescue them. That is judgment. And you can rest assured, friends, we're beginning to see that little by little. I should get John Whitehead from Rutherford Institute on the radio with you, friends, or for you. Because he is blowing the trumpet right now. Verse 32, thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, public schools, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longings for them all the day long, and there shall be no might or power in your hand. And the fruit of thy land and thy labor shall a nation which you don't know shall eat up. Boy, isn't that what's happening today? And thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed always. And like I said last week, friends, and you got the conservatives, yesterday's liberals, and professed Christians, hypocrites, all over the country telling you America's not under judgment. Oh, folks, just wait a second. I'm just starting here. I'm just starting. Verse 36, Deuteronomy 28, the Lord shall bring you and your king, your president, which thou shalt set over thee unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, and there thou shalt serve other gods, wood and stone. Yeah, can we say United Nations? Why are we a part of all that? Why did we create the United Nations? Because they're people that want global governance, and that's what the next step was to further the agenda to get one step closer. Bible says in verse 37, Deuteronomy 28, and thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations, whether the Lord shall lead thee. And you're becoming an astonishment and a proverb and a byword because you don't know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Because if you did, you would act accordingly. Bible says, thou shalt carry much seed out into the field and gather but little in. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Look at your paychecks. For the locust shall consume it. Metaphors, figuratively speaking. Thou shalt plant vineyards and dress them, but shalt neither drink of the wine nor gather the grapes, for the worms shall eat them. Yeah, curses. And it goes on and on. Verse 41, thou shalt begot sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. Yep, that's right. You notice it fell to your posterity under judgment. Yep. And what's happening on a daily basis? No wonder why they're kicking up against the older generation. They have no respect for them. Again, read Luke 7:35. People that don't know the word, and maybe I need to take a little more time and share with you Luke 7:35, okay? I'll put Luke 7:35, I'll put scripture references throughout my letter, and they say, can you enlighten me and share with me as to what you mean by bringing or interjecting that scripture reference into it? Yes, surely I can do that. Wisdom is justified by her children. Don't complain about the younger generation. Wisdom is telling us that you are the ones that raised them up. Do you understand that? It tells us in Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, listen carefully because this is happening today. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. He shall lend to you, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. He said, moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee and shall pursue thee and overtake thee till thou be destroyed, because you wouldn't listen unto the voice of the Lord your God to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded you. Folks, they are not suggestions. They are not suggestions. I remember I had a guy who's now gone in a service one time. And we were just kind of going the room having conversations, and all of a sudden he raises his hand. I said, what's up, brother? And he just said, you know, I was playing my guitar one day, and the Lord asked me if I would do something for him. And I said, yeah, well, what did he ask? And I was already catching him in his lack of scriptural knowledge. I said, so what was it that he was asking you to do? And that's irrelevant in this conversation, but I said to him, I'm still trying to find in Scripture where the Lord asks to see anything outside of your faith. And faith moves, friends. It moves. And furthermore, the Lord commands. He doesn't give suggestions. So I'm just sharing with you what the Word of God says, friends. So if you're angry, keep in mind it's self-condemnation. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough.
all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Bradley, you're ruining my parade. Bradley, you're just stepping... No. I'm telling you the truth. And if you're walking in the light, keep in mind, there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us all free from the law of sin and death. I'm telling you what is happening to this nation right now, while you have people that are unqualified, not anointed of God, not called of God, telling you just the exact opposite. You know, it tells us in Deuteronomy 28, verse 49, to a disobedient nation. Tell me if this is happening, friends. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue that thou shalt not understand. Man, those folks from the Middle East are hard to understand, aren't they? Man, they have a fierce countenance. Oh, wait a second. A fierce countenance, you say? Verse 50, a nation of a fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. Is this true? Oh, my goodness. You want to talk about spot on? And he shall eat the fruit of thy cattle and the fruit of thy land until thou be destroyed. Folks, this is not it's not going in reverse. I don't care if, folks, the United States of America and every single person in the professed church in this country told me that we were not under the judgments of God. I would say you are an absolute liar. How many times you hear people in the church today talk about what's not in the Word and they've never taken the time to read the Bible because somebody told them so. You know, I remember the whole homosexual agenda when they were pushing that whole thing in the beginning days. How many people got on television, conservatives, well, it's not in the Word. pastors, well, it's not in the Word. It's okay. You know, it's love. No, it's not love. It's lust. And it's an abomination. It's not sin. God called it an abomination. There's 33 references to sodomy in the Bible and how God condemns it. And yet people listen and take them for face value, and they listen to fallen man rather than the risen Christ. I don't understand it. I really don't. A nation of a fierce countenance. He shall eat the fruit of thy cattle, the fruit of thy land. In other words, he'll take that which is yours. America, you're paying for this. We have a small town about 20 minutes away from where I live. Well, it's not really a small town. It's a small city. And there's a lot of Somalians coming into that particular area. Matter of fact, speaking of a fierce countenance, we had one that was going to go ahead and test his steel, who walked around the mall in this particular city, stabbing people at will. He's a Somalian. What he didn't know is there was an off-duty cop there that shot him and let him bleed out. Good message to send to those that want to break the law, to those that want to violate we the people. Yeah. But your representatives are trying to disarm you, so you can't do that, America. Going back to that particular city, friends, and speaking of, and he shall eat the fruit of thy cattle and the fruit of thy land until thou be destroyed. Folks, these people are 93% cash welfare. And I'm telling you, I didn't see one rusty bucket called a car in a lot where they meet on a daily basis. It's a grocery store in St. Cloud, Minnesota. There was, folks, they're all new vans, new cars, and guess what? You're paying for it. And for 7 years, they don't have to pay a dime in taxes. You're all paying for it. Because the representatives in this country, politicians, which is a slang word, are laying it on you to cover them as they allure them into the United States of America. I'm just telling you what the Word of God says. Now, I've given you, what, 6 to 8 scriptures, and I could go on and on and on and on concerning what's going on in this country. This is what I want you to hear, and then I'll be done with it for the day. After it says, a nation of a fierce countenance, in Deuteronomy 28, verse 50, then it goes to 51, he shall eat the fruit of thy cattle, going to verse 52, and he shall besiege thee in all thy gates. Folks, it's going to get to the point in this country, mark them down, write them down, highlight the Bible, better yet. It's going to get to the point where you're not going to be able to resist. They're going to overflow you, America, until the point that you cannot resist. And again, it's your said representatives doing it to you. But it's your sin at length that's doing it to you. Go to Numbers 32:23. The Bible tells us that your sin will find you out, and it is finding you out. Why? Because the Lord judges nations who do not lay it to heart. Okay? Those that are not valiant for the truth. Okay, you have to stay on the fast track, folks. You have to stay in the Word. You have to stay in the fight, because the minute you rest, you rust, said the great reformer, and he's exactly right, Martin Luther. I want to say, too, people in this country, they have the good news, but they've never been given the bad news. Well, if you don't know the bad news, then how do you know what the good news is? See, the law condemns, and when I give you the law, what it does is it reflects your sin before a just and a holy God. It shows you your disease to drive you to the great physician. So why would you go to a physician if you didn't know what your ailment was? Your ailment is sin, and it's going to bring you right to hell if you don't repent. Matthew 3:2. And there's only one that delivers you from sin, and it's through his blood. His name is Jesus Christ. No other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. Hey, all of you that serve foreign gods, that have created a graven image in your minds, a God that doesn't mind you lying, stealing, cheating, so on and so forth, I want to tell you something. Your God doesn't exist. All those that serve a foreign God, I want to tell you something. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way, and all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. Like it or not, you're going to meet my big brother, the captain of my salvation. You're going to meet him. Again, you don't know what the good news is until you first know what the bad news is. So I gave you a little bad news, America. You're under judgment. If you read the end of Leviticus 26, you'll see that there's mercy unto a people that actually show repentance. But I want to tell you what, it also tells us that they go through it in process. See, judgment burns. Read Isaiah 11 when you get a moment. It will burn out that which is offensive towards God. And that's what he sends. America, you're going to go through it to get to the other side. Mark his words. Mark his words. Because it's exactly where America's at now. Do you think that you're going to get out of what's going on scot-free? You got another thing coming. You got another thing coming. No way. Unscriptural. It's nowhere. Well, Bradley, who are those that are saved? And what does it mean to receive the good news? Well, let me tell you this. In Luke 4:18 and 19, Jesus gave us a summation of who the gospel is for. The poor, the brokenhearted, the captives, the blind, and the oppressed. A quick study will show that Jesus is not necessarily speaking of those who lack financial resources when he speaks of the poor. The word means meek, humble, lowly, the poor in spirit. Matthew 5:3. These are the blessed ones to whom the kingdom of God belongs. The poor ones are those who know that they are destitute of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Bible commentator Matthew Henry said of the verse, to whom he was to preach to the poor, to those that were poor in the world, to those that were poor in spirit, to the meek and humble, and those that were truly repentant and sorrowful for sin. Matthew Henry's commentary. When he speaks of the brokenhearted, he does not mean those unhappy people whose hearts are aching because they've been jilted by a sweetheart, but those who, like Peter and Isaiah, are contrite and sorrowing for their sins. Listen to the respected Bible commentator once again, where he was sent to heal the brokenhearted, to give peace to those that were troubled and humbled for their sins, their offenses towards God, and to bring them to rest where the weary and heavy laden were under the burden of guilt and corruption. The captives are those taken by the devil to do his will, 2 Timothy 2:26. Don't blame the devil for the choices you make, might I add. The blind are those whom the God of this age has blinded to the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, 2 Corinthians 4:4. And the oppressed are those who are oppressed by the devil, Acts 10:38. The gospel of grace is for the humble, not the proud. God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble, James 4:6. And the scripture tells us everyone who is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord, Proverbs 16:5. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly, Luke 1:52. See, friends, God looks on the man who is poor and of a contrite spirit, a broken heart, and who trembles at his word. Again, Isaiah 66, verse 2. And only the sick need a physician, and those who are convinced of the disease of sin will appreciate and appropriate the cure of the gospel by going to Jesus Christ to be liberated from their sin. Matthew 1:21, love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya!
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.